Donald the Donkey. Are you listening? Donald the Donkey was an obstinate, stubborn, disobedient, lazy, good-for-nothing ass. He was a donkey that didn't want to work, wouldn't work. All he wanted to do was to eat carrots. He loved carrots. And whenever he'd get hold of a carrot, well, he would chew and chew and chew and be absolutely contented, but no one could get him to work. Now, Mario, the Mexican, owned Donald, and Mario really wanted to ride this donkey. How can I get Donald to go? What can I do? So somebody gave him a fishing rod and said to Mario, you sit on the donkey, hold this fishing rod up with a carrot on the end, and Donald will go like anything, because he'll chase the carrot. And all the time he's running, the carrot will go in front of him, and you'll get him working. So Mario thought it was a good idea, so he fixed the carrot onto the fishing rod, and he sat on Donald's back, held the fishing rod over Donald's nose, and away they went. When Donald saw the carrot, he thought, I'm going to go after that. And he started galloping and galloping, and there was Mario with the carrot on the rod, and of course Donald couldn't catch it. Well, they got to the end of the journey, and then Mario gave the carrot to Donald, and Donald thought, this is good. If I want a carrot, I know what to do now. So every day when Mario went out, he put a carrot on the end of the rod, and away they went. But while Mario was out one day, he thought, I'll get a special carrot. I've heard there are special donkey carrots you can buy. Did you know that? Special donkey carrots. And he bought one named Clarissa. Clarissa Carrot. And this was a very special carrot. It was a beautiful carroty colour, you know, a best sort of carroty colour you could ever have, with nice little green top to it. And when Donald saw that on the end of the fishing line, oh, he thought, that's the most wonderful carrot I've ever seen. I'm going to have that. And Mario put it in front of him, away he went, gallops along the road trying to catch his carrot, and he thought, well, they give it to me at the end of the journey anyway. But when they got to the end of the journey, instead of being given Clarissa, he was given a mangy old carrot. It wasn't a bit like the one he'd been chasing. And when he tried to get hold of Clarissa, Mario put it in his pocket and wouldn't let Donald have it. Donald was very upset. And day after day, for a week or more, there was Clarissa the carrot on the end of the line and Donald chasing to try and catch her. And when they got to the end of the journey, he never got her. She was put in Mario's pocket. And Donald thought, what can I do to get that carrot? That's the nicest carrot I've ever seen and I want to get it. I know what I'll do. And he had a plan in his mind. I'm going to get that carrot somehow. So the next day, when Mario got onto Donald's back, put the fishing rod out with the carrot on the end, right in front of Donald's nose, Donald started to gallop. Boy, did he go. He'd never been so fast. And Mario was on the back. Now, we're really going. Mario thought, this is great. I've got this donkey working at last. Really working. Donald went faster and faster. Then suddenly, he put all his 4 feet out and stopped dead. Over the top of Donald went Mario. Fishing rod, Clarissa and all, over the top into a big heap of hay. And before Mario could get up, Donald grabbed the carrot, broke it off the fishing line, and he galloped into a field. Oh, I'm going to eat this now. I've been trying to get this for a week. And Clarissa said to him, you can't eat me. He said, can't I? I'll put my teeth through. No, you can't. He said, I'm made of rubber. I'm a rubber carrot. I'm not edible at all. I'm just to get you working. Oh, Donald was upset. They tricked me. And no way could he eat Clarissa. She was solid, hard rubber. And he couldn't get his teeth into her at all. Oh, he was annoyed. He thought, I'm not going to work anymore. I'm not going to work anymore. Poor old Mario came along and said, come on, take me home. Donald said, no, I'm not moving. They couldn't move. And they put him in the field. He wouldn't work at all. They'd let him down. The loveliest carrot he ever seen was made of rubber. I'm not going to work anymore. Now, Harold the horse was in the same field. And Harold came along and said to the donkey, "What are you doing in here?" "Ah," he said, "I'm not working anymore. They tricked me. I thought they got a lovely carrot for me, and after a week of chasing it, it was made of rubber. They've let me down." So Harold said, "You know," he said, "I've worked all my life. I've always done what Mario says. Whenever he wants me to pull the cart, I pull the cart. Whenever he wants me to go round with the water wheel, I go round. I've never had any problem with Mario. Why do you chase the carrot?" He said, "Because I want to eat it." He said, "That's all you run for?" He said, "Yes, I only run to eat the carrot." So Harold said, "But I don't." He said, "Why do you run then?" He said, "Because I like Mario. He's a friend of mine." He said, "More than that," he said, "I love him. He's my master. And I like working for my master. I do things because I like them. Not because I want a carrot at the end of it." Well, they stayed in that field for some time, and poor old Donald was getting bored. He was doing no work, but he was getting no carrots either. He'd really spoilt it for himself. He thought one day, "I suppose it's right. Mario's not a bad chap, really. I ought to do things for him." So one day, when Mario came in to get Harold, Donald stood by the gate, and he went, how do donkeys go? Come on, anybody can make a noise like a donkey. Come on, make a noise like a donkey. Ee-aw, ee-aw, ee-aw. I've heard them in Guyana, they make a lot more noise than that. They go, ee-aw, 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 ee-aw. Well, Donald stood by the gate, and when Mario came in, he went, ee-aw, ee-aw. "I want to work. I want to work." Now, of course, Mario didn't understand him. He said, "What's the matter with you, you lazy thing?" "Ee-aw, ee-aw." He put his paws up, must have said, "I'm ready." Mario thought, "I reckon he's asking for a ride." So he got the saddle, put it onto Donald, got on his back, and he thought, "I won't bother about a carrot. I'll see if he'll go without one." He said, "Come on, gee up." And down the road went Donald, as happy as could be. And he thought, "I'm working today, not because I want a carrot, but because I love my master. And I'm going to love him. And I'm going to work for him." And you know, at the end of the journey, he got the biggest bunch of carrots he's ever had in his life. He thought, "This is great. I haven't had to gallop and run hard for this. I just had to, you know, do things kindly for my master, for Mario." And ever after that, Donald was a born-again donkey. He was a born-again donkey. He was converted. Instead of being a donkey that just wanted to live for a carrot, he lived for his master. You know, there's a story there, isn't there? There are lots of people that are in this life just for what they can get. But you try doing things for other people, and you try doing things for Jesus, for the master, and do them because you love him, not because you've got to. You'll find it's much better. Well, there you are. Remember, Donald the donkey. And if ever you see a rubber carrot, I don't know whether you will, but that's what they use sometimes to make donkeys run. But when the donkey gets converted, he runs anyway. Amen.